I'm telling these tears go and fall away, fall away. Oh, may the last one burn into flames. Freedom, freedom, I can't move. Freedom, cut me
loose. What is up, Wisconsin?
Freedom, freedom, where are you?
I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. How y'all doing today?
Doing great.
It's Friday Eve.
It is definitely Friday Eve.
The Brewers won? I mean, these
they did win. I was keeping track on the score, and then I went down a rabbit hole about Taylor Swift.
Uh-oh.
The Cubs are winning because of Taylor Swift.
Is that a thing?
Yes, I actually have sound of it. You want to hear it? Craig Council.
Heck yeah.
The whole reason that the Cubs are winning right now, are on a winning streak, is because of Craig Council getting...
Give me that sound.
All right, here we go.
All right. Or a little more Beyonce. I love that too.
Well, I think we have to start with Taylor Swift. There's a lot of Swifties in Cubs Nation, and there might be some luck coming from those Swifties that have impacted the Cubs. Can you describe the impact of Taylor Swift as of late?
I was gifted a Taylor Swift candle, and we've been lighting that before games in my office. It's clubhouse manager Danny Miller, and we've found a nice little run here, so we're going to credit Taylor Swift.
There we go.
That was Taylor McGregor on the Marquee Sports Network, and I just want to tell you, the name of the candle is This Smells Like Taylor Swift.
For real, though?
Yes.
Well, I don't know if it's working out so well for the Cubs. By my
they're on a streak. I mean, they're still not there. They have a lot of math to get over.
Yeah, over the last 10 games, 7-3. Brewers are 6-4. Brew Crew's still up 9 games on the dreaded Cubbies.
It's not the Cubs they're looking at. They're looking at the wild card, which is the Braves, and the Braves have also gone 7-3. So they went nowhere. But they did better than they were before, and that's the important thing.
Continuous improvement.
That's what baseball's about.
That's what every business is about. Welcome, y'all. It is the Thursday edition of the Maggie Dawn Show. Really happy to be here with you. We are hoping to get Mr. County Executive David Crowley. There he is. Very handsome this afternoon, my former boss. How are you?
Oh, every day is a good day. It's good to see you, Maggie. How are you doing?
It's great to see you, too. I'm doing really well. First of all, let me just say thanks for doing today at the DNC every day with me. That was so much fun. It was an amazing, amazing convention. I know you're on a tight schedule, and I wanted to bring you on to talk about the legislation that you just signed announcing Milwaukee County's Vision Zero policy commitment to try to combat reckless driving and eliminate fatal crashes. Tell everybody about it.
Well, first and foremost, I know that there are a lot of members of our community have been just impacted by the reckless driving that has been happening all throughout our community. But also, you know, for me, you know, I got an older daughter and she's getting ready to get her license. And so as I think about her and her future, I want to make sure that she has access to safe roadways for herself. And so this resolution is really about how we're going to be working with 5 suburban municipalities, Greendale, Shorewood, South Milwaukee, Wauwatosa, and West Allis. And what we're going to do is we're going to put up some temporary measures to help calm the traffic, help slow things down. And what this will allow us to do in the future is, one, get a designation for us to be known as a Vision Zero community that will allow us to go after federal dollars, bringing in more dollars so we can invest in many of the suburban communities to have permanent infrastructure in place to help slow people down.
This is a really big deal. And I mean, you mentioned that your daughter is getting ready to have her learner's permit. Terrifying for any parent, but certainly I think, you know, these days a little bit extra terrifying. What sort of calming measures and infrastructural changes can people expect to see? And I did want to just also hit this. Every single person wants more intergovernmental cooperation. And so this is such an amazing example of that, David, working with 5 municipalities. It really has to be a collective effort. So bravo on that point. But to get back to the question, what sort of changes can people expect to see to help folks slow down?
Well, just to point that out, we all have a role to play when it comes down to the safety and well-being of our community members. And so, these will be temporary measures. So whether you see, you know, cones out there, whether you see orange barrels out there or those temporary strips that you see standing out in the medians and in roadways. We're going to be putting those out there. And this is really what's interesting about this, is that this actually gives us an opportunity to use a data-informed approach. And so the reason why they're temporary is because we want to utilize that data to see what measures can we put in place, what actually makes a greater impact. So when we actually put these permanent infrastructure measures in place, we know that we're putting infrastructure in place that absolutely matters, and the data is telling us it's going to slow down traffic. And so you will see, again, a lot of different things out there. Again, temporary measures, you'll see cones, you'll see the barrels, and again, you will see those strips out there to help us paint a better picture of what we need to do proactively to slow people down on the roadways.
It's amazing, David. I think you just said, hey, we have some ideas about what might work. So we're going to put those in, you know, on a temporary basis. Then we're going to look at the data, see what actually works, and then maybe make some permanent, much more expensive infrastructural changes. Is that the layperson's version of that? Boy, as a taxpayer, that makes me excited. You know, government using data before making major dollar investments.
Well, it's extremely key, right? We don't want to just throw our money towards infrastructure projects that may not actually work, right? Mm. We don't want to throw, you know, good money after these ideas, because we know it can go right down the drain, and then we'll have to go back to the drawing board. But what this also allows is for community members, those who are commuting every single day throughout Milwaukee County, whether you live here or not, or traveling through, to give us your feedback. And so we need everybody to kind of step up. Again, every role isn't for everybody, but we all have a role to play when it comes down to a safety in our communities. And so we're deploying this measure because we want to create a stronger relationship with these municipalities, right? And because Milwaukee County, we don't own all of these roads. We don't, right. You know, we own a fraction of these roads. And so we can't just do this by ourselves. We can't do this alone. And quite frankly, combating the reckless driving epidemic is going to take all of us, and it's going to take some creativity. So this is going to be a great partnership. Looking forward to working with these five different municipalities surrounding the city of Milwaukee, because I think the community absolutely understands that this isn't just affecting the city of Milwaukee. This is affecting our entire county. And quite frankly, if you look at some of the Department of Transportation data within the state of Wisconsin, we've seen an increase in collisions all throughout the entire state. And so not only are we're doing this, but people can always visit our motor vehicle collision dashboard, where you can look at data to see what is happening, what kind of vehicles, and what has been the cause of these collisions at the same time. And I want to be very clear. You don't hear me saying accidents. These are collisions. And in some cases, when people are driving recklessly, we can't call that an accident. We have to call a thing of what it is. And when it's reckless driving, this is collisions. And so anything that we can do to either reduce or eliminate any collisions that result in death or serious bodily harm goes a long way in our community.
So much there, David. You always speak with so much information and data. It's really incredible. You mentioned a dashboard. Where can people find that to look up some of these data points that you're speaking of?
You know, I don't know the website off the top of my head, but please Google, literally Google a Milwaukee County dashboard, right? And you will see all the different dashboards that we have up there. So we have one on motor vehicle collisions, but we have one on our employees. We have one on housing. We have one on opioids. Because as government, we have to take a data-informed approach, because this is one of the best ways that we can make sure that we're utilizing the people's tax dollars very prudently.
Well, of course, I just immediately Googled Milwaukee County dashboard motor vehicles and found it. It is that simple. And I want
to put a link in the podcast, just so we know.
And everybody, we will put a link. You can go to civicmedia.us after the show this afternoon. We will obviously have Mr. County Executive's interview, but we will include that link there. Because of the nature of the data that is housed on the dashboard, it's not a real simplistic website handle. So just Google Milwaukee County dashboard motor vehicles, and it takes you right there. Before I have to let you go, Mr. County Executive, I wanted to ask you about these dashboards, because they began during COVID when I was still at the county, and we really led the nation in this kind of data transparency. We now have dashboards, not just that relate to public health, but we have dashboards. You mentioned a few of them. I want to first of all say thank you for championing data transparency and reporting to the public. let people know again, what kind of data, what are these dashboards that you can find out and look at all kinds of information about Milwaukee County?
Well, let me backtrack and start where you started from. You know, we started this in 2020 with the COVID-19 dashboard. And quite frankly, it was recognized nationally where people were coming to Milwaukee County, calling us to figure out what we were doing and how we were deploying strategies with these dashboards. And we were one of the first communities to actually track ethnicity and race explicitly because of the nature of particularly African-Americans at the onset of the pandemic or who are dying. And so this is really giving us the approach to bring the data. We're utilizing this data, bringing experts, not just within Milwaukee County, right? But we have our external stakeholders. This also allows nonprofits, businesses, and just community members in general to have access to the data. And when you get this data, it paints a picture in real time as far as what is happening. Again, we have one on opioid overdoses. We have one on housing that shows, you know, how many homeowners, how many renters are out there. We have one on our employees, understanding who we're employing, so we have a better understanding if we're representing the entire community as it relates to our diversity. And again, as we talk about the motor vehicle collisions. And so if we want to make sure that we're saving taxpayer dollars, but also, you know, investing these dollars wisely into many initiatives that we want to work, we have to make sure that we're collecting the data. And this is just one way that we're not just doing it ourselves, but also helping other communities and other folks at the forefront of working around these issues to be able to make informed decisions. So I appreciate this opportunity to talk about these dashboards.
Mr. County Executive for Milwaukee County, David Crowley, it's always a pleasure to have you. And again, it's great to see you do the things you do now as just a regular resident and taxpayer and not your corporation counsel, sir. Always a pleasure. Thank you so much for making time. We're going to be back with maybe another expert from Milwaukee County talking about vaccines and West Nile and things. We're hoping Dr. Ben Weston, medical policy, health policy advisor to Milwaukee County, joins us next here on the Maggie Dawn Show. Keep it locked, everybody. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, I'ma keep on running because the winner don't quit on themselves.
We've included a Venn diagram.